The flesh.
所以为什么用这个来形容呢？
And why use this to represent?
因为白马王子啊是神的标准。
Because
charming prince.
The prince is
charming prince.
Charming prince is a God standard.
意思是说你没有看见一个 charming prince 是胖乎乎的骑在马上，没有的。
You never see a charming prince is fat.
但是结果呢，你的身体慢慢发展再发展，而畸形发展，而且是不是往高的长，往横的长，那你就知道这个人就胖起来了。
You know a person grows this way and not this way, then you know it's fat.
所以我们知道我们的魂呢、啊、我们的魂它因为畸形发展的缘故。
Because of growing abnormally.
这个畸形发展的魂就叫做 flesh.
And the abnormal growing is the flesh.
所以实在说来，肉体就是我们的人格。
And so the flesh is a personality.
人格是 neutral 的，是中性的。
The personality is neutral.
但是因为它畸形发展的缘故，结果它就胖起来，就畸形就胖起来了。那么圣经称呼这个畸形发展的魂，就称它做 flesh， 叫做肉体。
And so with abnormal growth of the personality becomes flesh.
那么弟兄姊妹
，My sisters，
对于一个很胖很胖的人
，For a person who is very fat，
你怎么帮助他
？How do you help the person？
你怎么帮助他？
How do you help the person?
除非他恨自己的胖。
Unless he hates his own fatness,
没有一个可以讲他的。
Nobody can say his
你明白吗？ Say, 一个胖的人有两个特点。
A fat person has two characteristics.
第一个呢，他没有脾气，因为他跑不快，别人打他，他没有办法，所以脾气都好，都是笑嘻嘻的。
A fat person has is good tempered because he cannot run away with someone.
还有胖有一个什么难处呢？胖就失去他当初原有的比例，他本来一个固定的比例的，叫他身体很美健美的。
Originally, this person has a fine stature, but he loses it.
那么这是胖的结果。
This is the result of fat.
所以一个人在肉体里面叫人看不见基督的美丽的。
And so a person in his flesh cannot see the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
所以如果你顺着肉体的话，那一定是丑陋的。
So if you give in to the flesh, then it must be very ugly.
我的小女儿啊，我的女儿小的时候，她一直告诉我说：“爸爸，你能不能告诉我这个夏娃长得什么样子？”
My little girl when she was young, she would always ask me how Eve looked like.
我说你等一等，到了时候我会告诉你什么样子。
I said, you wait a while. After a while, I'll tell you.
所以等到有一天她发脾气了。
And so one day she was growing. She
然后我就拿个镜子看，哦，这就是 Eve， so, 这是夏娃。
So I gave her a mirror and said, this is Eve.
所以弟兄姊妹，肉体叫你失去你的美丽的。
The flesh causes you to lose your beauty.
你知道说，当我们不发脾气的时候
，When we do not
就着神的创造来说。
When we are not ill-tempered according to God's image,
有他一定的 dignity 的
，there is a dignity，
有他一定的美丽的
，there is a beauty。
所以这里给我们看见说，人只要一跟随肉体，结果他就发胖起来了。
So here tells us that when man follows flesh, he becomes fat。
那么胖的结果当然就不好看嘛。
And so fat is become ugly。
那因着不好看，当然你就失去了你原来的样子。
And so ugliness will lose your original。
这是第一点。
This point。
第二点，现在医生告诉你，胖的时候会缩短你的生命的。
The doctors tell you that when you are fat, you will shorten your life.
所以这个是不健康的。
This is unhealthy.
那弟兄姊妹，一直等到有一天，你真的觉得很危险。
And so up to a point when one day you feel you are in a very dangerous state.
因为你太胖了，你心脏负荷太多了。
Because you're too fat, your heart cannot take it.
那弟兄姊妹，在这个时候，只要等到有一天，你恨自己的胖。
So until one day when you hate your own fatness.
这一点很重要。
This is very important point.
如果你还是爱你自己的胖。
You still love your fatness.
结果你要失去你的生命。
You lose your life.
那一点希望也没有。
And there's no more hope.
所以就在这个情形底下，你对肉体不能爱，你对他只能恨。
So you cannot love your flesh, you can only hate your flesh.
弟兄姊妹，有的人心太好了。
Some people's heart is very good.
他最爱他自己的肉体。
He loves his own flesh.
所以肉体越来越大。
And so the flesh becomes larger.
所以脾气越来越大。
So the temper becomes larger and larger.
但是弟兄姊妹，
my sister,
如果他知道我这样发脾气，
if he knows that if I have
你看见人家看不见基督的美丽，
还
如果这样的话，
like、that,
我属灵的生命不健康的。
Then my spiritual life is not healthy.
你知道圣经告诉我，我们所进的门是窄门。
Bible tells us the gate that we enter is narrow.
其实门并不窄、啊、
Actually, the gate is not narrow.
是我们太胖了。
So we are too fat.
所以你怎么解决不进去啊？
So you cannot enter the gate.
所以有一个太太说，
So one old lady you say.
她说我最近又重了一点了。
Today.Recently, I've grown fatter.
他说我先生送给我一样礼物，我怎么挤也挤不进去。
So、my husband gave me something and I cannot put it on.
哦，他说那你先生一定给你一件很漂亮的衣服了。
The husband wants to give you a nice dress.
他说不是啊。
No, no.
他给我个很漂亮的汽车，我怎么挤也挤不进去。
Also gave me a very nice car. I couldn't go in.
所以那个门不是窄门呐、啊。
And so that gate is not narrow.
那个门窄门，因为我们太胖了。
The gate is narrow because we are too fat.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？You see what is it?
一个属肉体的人，你看见他不会属灵的。
Someone who's according to the flesh is never spiritual.
教会充满了肉体，教会没有前途的。
If the church is full of the flesh, then there's no future for the church.
教会变成肉体的幼稚园，变成要肉体的游乐场，你看这个教会有希望吗
？The church has become the flesh playground, so there's no more hope.
如果教会要，如果神的儿女要长大的话
，If God's children want to grow,
迟早有一天
，One day,
他觉悟过来了
，He will be awakened.
他觉得我不能这样下去
，He knows that I cannot continue like that.
现在我要恨我的肉体
，Now I must hate my flesh.
那怎么办呢
？So what do you do?
你要找医生啊
？You look for a doctor.
我知道在美国有个好900磅重的人呢、啊。
You know in America there's one who's 900 pounds.
他每天早上起来要10-20分钟才起得来。
Every morning he needs 20 minutes before he can come up.
他吃一顿饭呢、啊、是10几只鸡吃的。
He eat one meal 10 chickens.
那最后他不能出门呢，因为所有的门他不能出门呢。
And so finally he couldn't leave the door.
所以后来他一定要到医院去，所有的门通通拆掉才能出去、啊。
And、so when you go to the hospital, all the doors of the hospital must be removed.
所以医生告诉你很危险呢、啊。
Doctor said you are very dangerous.
你活了不多久啊。
You cannot live too long.
弟兄姊妹
，sister,
只有你恨你自己肉体的时候。
Only when you hate your own flesh.
然后你跟医生说。
And then you tell the doctor.
你能不能有办法
？Do you have a way out?
那医生有办法。
Doctor has a way out.
医生就把你放在手术台上。
Doctor put you on the surgical table.
他就把你的肠啊剪掉一段。
Take your intestines and cut it to half.
不是 half， 剪一段，剪一段就是一段。OK， 你剪了一，你剪了一段以后呢？哎，他没有多久啊，他慢慢就瘦下来了。
So cutting away the intestine portion and then you start to shrink.
就回到原来的比例了。
Come back to the original stature.
你懂我的意思吗
？You understand?
今天如果你恨你的肉体
，Today if you today you hate your flesh，
恨你自己的魂生命
，Hate your own soul life，
你看见我们的主是最大的医生。
Then you know that our Lord is the greatest doctor.
你说主啊，你把我放在你的手术台上
，You put us on your surgical table，
让你在我身上工作
，That you will do your work in my life，
把我的魂带回到原来的比例
，Bring my soul back to its original stature。
弟兄姊妹
，My sisters，
当我爱的时候。
When I love,
现在能像神那样的爱。
I can love like how God loves.
当我恨的时候，恨罪的时候，能像神那样的恨。
When I hate sin, I hate like how God hates.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
这个时候，当你思想的时候
，When you think,
你能够照着神的思想来思想。
You can think according to how God thinks.
你读圣经的时候
，You study the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你就能明白主自己的话。
Then you can understand God's word.
这是神当初的目的啊。
This is God's original intent.
你看见人堕落以后
，When man fall,
他的意志就变得非常的脆弱了。
His will becomes very weak.
他对神应该说是。
He ought to tell, he say yes to God.
对撒旦应该说不。
Ought to tell Satan no.
结果反过来了。
But became the opposite.
所以马克吐温怎么讲呢
？And so what did Mark Twain say?
马克吐温怎么讲
？Mark Twain say.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说戒香烟是最容易的一件事。
To drop smoking. Drop smoking is the easiest.
他说我已经试了几百次了。
I have really tried many times.
Several hundred times. 原因在哪里
？What's the reason?
他没有意志不行嘛。
His will is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？So do you understand?
我们需要一个刚强的意志。
We need a strong will.
敏锐的思想。
A clear mind.
像神那样爱的感情。
And to have the love of God.
当你传福音的时候
，When you preach the gospel,
你能流眼泪。
You can weep.
你好像能听见神的心跳。
You can like hear God's heartbeat.
这个时候你能代表神。
Then you can represent God.
弟兄姊妹，为什么今天我们在神面前没有用呢
？Why is it that we are useless before God?
你一直惯你自己的肉体。
Because you look after your own flesh.
Spoil your 肉体。
Spoil your own flesh.
你一直爱惜你的肉体。
You love your own flesh.
你舍不得他受一点的苦。
You are not willing for the flesh to suffer.
你就是读了神学院。
Even you study theology,
你就是有圣经知识。
Although you have Bible knowledge,
你看见为什么神不能用呢
？Why is it that God cannot use?
难处在哪里
？Where's the problem?
难处就是我们不恨我们自己的魂。
Issue is because we do not hate our own flesh.
如果我们恨的话
，If we hate,
经过十字架的工作
，The work of the cross,
你看我们的魂生命能保守到永生。
Then our soul life can be retained to eternity.
那保守到永生的那个魂是完全根据神旨意的那个魂。
That soul that can be preserved to unity, to eternity, is one that goes after God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
什么时候你爱你自己
？Whenever you love yourself,
其实你是恨你自己。
It's actually you.
你不知道什么叫爱。
You do not want to know.
你如果真爱你自己的话
，If you really love yourself,
你应该恨魂的生命。
You ought to hate your soul life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？在世界上不知道什么叫恨，不知道什么叫爱。
This world does not know why it's love and hate.
许多的爱是溺爱。
A lot of love is compelled love.
许多是我们爱儿女爱到溺爱的地步。
We love the children until they spoil them.
Love without principle.
Love without principle.
所以这个爱不是爱。
This is not love.
这个爱根本是恨。
This is indeed hate.
很多做父母的从小恨他的儿女，到了最后他的儿女前途是那样子的。
Many parents from young hate their children and finally.
弟兄姊妹，有的人说我爱我的儿女。
Some people say I love my children.
你爱的儿女，儿女结果你害了他。
You love them, but actually, indeed, you hate them.
你什么都替他选择好了。
You choose everything for them.
等到他长大的时候
，When he grows up,
他不知道怎么选择。
He doesn't know how to choose.
什么都是妈妈替他决定好的。
Everything was decided by the parents.
等到他要选择更好的一半的时候
，When he wants to choose his better half,
他没有力，他不会选择。
He doesn't know how to choose.
所以你看见吗
？You understand?
因为你爱他
，Because you love him,
你害了他。
You actually
你不是爱
you actually caused him
你是恨
you actually hated him.
但反过来
But on the other hand,
你如果真的恨的话
if you really hate,
十字架不光在你身上工作
no, the cross is working in your life,
十字架也在你家里面工作
the cross is working in the life of your family.
那最后你的儿女才是蒙祝福的
Then finally your children will be blessed.
这是天国弟兄
This is kingdom of heaven.
许多人忘记了天国的法则
Many people forget what the principle of the kingdom of
heaven is. 他们不知道说在天国里面是怎么过日子的。
They don't know how to live in the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄，这么明白吗
？Do you understand?
得和失
，gain and loss，
爱与恨
，love and hate，
大与小
，big and small，
高与低
，tall and
前与后
，front and back。
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你看见这个国度
，this kingdom，
乃是 upside down kingdom。
This upside down kingdom。
我们再看一个
，You see one more？
我们就看。哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1
22节第一章二十二节，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。
For indeed, Jews seek for signs, and Greeks seek for wisdom.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But we preach Christ crucified to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness.
但在那蒙召的人，无论蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因为神的愚拙比人智慧，神的软弱比人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
在天国里面有的是神的愚拙。
In the kingdom of heaven is God's foolishness.
在天国里面有神的软弱。
In the kingdom of heaven, there is the weakness of God.
但是和世界的国来比较的话
，But comparing this to the kingdom of this earth,
神的愚拙比人间的智慧更有智慧。
God's foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom.
神的软弱比人要强壮。
God's weakness is stronger than that of man.
弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
这里讲到软弱
，Here talks about weakness.
他是说到更强壮
，Here talks about.
所以这个是 the power of weakness 是软弱的能力
This is the power of weakness.
那不光这样
Not only so.
这里给我们看见这个给我们看见这个愚昧的智慧
Here talks about the foolish wisdom
No, the wisdom of the foolish
The wisdom of the foolish
弟兄姊妹你明白吗我在说这个就是国这就是颠倒这就是颠这就是 upside down
This is upside down
世界上以为愚拙的
What the world regards as foolish,
结果是智慧
is in fact
世界以为是软弱的
What the world regards as weak,
结果是刚强
becomes strong.
为什么
Why?
因为这个国度有一个特点
Because this kingdom has got a specialty.
这个国度是以十字架做中心的
Because this kingdom has got the centrality of the cross.
但你请记得 整个国度的性质和十字架的性质是紧紧相连的
The cross and the kingdom of heaven are all interrelated.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为犹太人要的是神迹。
Because what the Jews want are miracles and signs.
所以他要的是能力，你看见没有
？So he wants power.
然后这希腊人要什么
？What do Greeks want?
他要智慧。
He wanted wisdom.
所以全世界只有两班人。
And so the whole world got two kinds of people.
这个世界要什么
？What does this world want?
这个世界要智慧，这个世界要能力。
What this world wants is wisdom and power.
但是弟兄姊妹
When sisters,
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
When the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
在犹太人的感觉这是软弱
From the minds of the Jews it is weakness.
为什么
Why?
因为弥赛亚如果是弥赛亚的话
If Messiah is the Messiah,
他的拳头一定比罗马帝国大
his power must,
yeah, his, fist.
his fist must be stronger than that of the Romans
如果他能把罗马帝国钉在十字架上
If you can take the Roman Empire and crucify the cross,
那弟兄姊妹这就是弥赛亚了
and that it must be the Messiah.
犹太人要什么
What do the Jews want?
犹太人要荣耀的弥赛亚
What they want is a glorious Messiah.
所以当他看见主耶稣钉在十字架的时候
When they see the cross, the Jesus on the cross of Calvary,
只有软弱的人才被钉十字架
Only the weak can be crucified.
如果他的拳头比罗马帝国大的话
If his fist was bigger than the Roman,
他怎么可能被钉在十字架上呢
How can he be crucified?
所以十字架什么意思
And so what does the cross mean?
软弱的记号
It is the weakness
sign of
weakness.
这个缘故
For that reason,
他们弃绝我们的主
They neglect, they reject
他们不肯相信我们的主
They cannot believe the Lord.
这是犹太人
And that is a Jew.
那么希利尼人呢
And what about Greeks?
他们要的智慧
They want wisdom.
在他们的印象里面
In their minds,
十字架是最愚拙的了
The cross is the most foolish.
十字架是最愚昧的了
It is the most foolish.
你能看一个人最后把自己钉在十字架上
See, finally, a man is crucified himself,
那么你看看这是最愚昧的一件事情
It is the most foolish thing.
所以尼采告诉我们呢
And so, Nietzsche tells us,
尼采那么我们的尼采根本是无神论的
And he is atheist.
他的父亲是牧师
Father is a pastor
但是我们知道说他去做了最顶撞神的一件事情
the one thing that opposed God.
他认为是钉在十字架上最没有意义最无聊的一件事情
He felt that being crucified on the cross is the most meaningless thing
但是不要忘记
But let's not forget
智慧到了最高点是十字架
The wisdom reaching the highest point is the cross
能力到了最高点是十字架
The power reached the highest point is the cross
为什么
Why?
因为只有在十字架上
Only on the cross,
十字架是人恨神恨到最高点
Because the cross is when men hate God, hate God
也是人恨神进最高点也是神爱人爱到了最高点
But it's also the point where God loves the most
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
那十字架是什么
So what's the cross?
十字架乃是神的公义和神的慈爱汇聚的地方
When God's love and God's justice meets together
请记得
Please remember,
使神的公义和神的慈爱是在两极两个 pole 两个极的
God's justice and God's love is at two ends
两个不可能相遇的
two poles that cannot meet
神的公义要审判我们
God's justice must
神的爱要拯救我们
God's love must save us
弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
今天你怎么能够叫神的义和神的爱能够成全呢
How can God's justice and God's love be fulfilled?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在十字架上
On the cross,
你就看见神的智慧
Then you see God's wisdom.
从前有一个人他犯了罪了
Last time there is a person who said,
根据那个国家的法律犯这个罪两个眼睛要挖出来的
According to the rule of this country two eyes must be gouged out
结果这个人是王子 是国王的儿子
And finally this one is the prince of the king
那么等到受刑罚的时候
On the day of punishment
大家要看在这个盘子上面是不是两个眼睛
And they want everyone to see whether there are two eyes on the plate
果然是两个眼睛
And there are two eyes
满足了国家的律法
Satisfy the law of the
king. 但是我们要问说
But now we want to ask,
这个国王的爱在什么地方
Where is the king's love?
所以他下命令的时候
So when he get a proclamation
他要人把他儿子一个眼睛挖下来放在盘子上
He must get someone to gouge the son's eye out
然后他要人把他自己的眼睛也挖下来放在盘子上
He asked someone to take out his own eyes to put on the plate
当你在这个盘上看见两只眼睛的时候
When on this plate you see twice,
一面你看见国王的爱
On the one hand you see the king's love
一面你看见国王的公义
On the other hand you see the king's justice
公义和慈爱都在那个盘子上显出来了
Justice and love are manifested on the plate
这给我们看见
Here shows us
这是能力到了极点
This is the ultimate
这智慧到了极点
This is wisdom to the ultimate
爱是最大的能力
Love is the greatest power
结果这能力也到了极点
And so it reaches the highest point of power.
我们用这个不完全的比方。
We use this incomplete analogy.
我们来看十字架。
We see the cross.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
没有一个力量比爱的力量更大。
No power surpasses the power of love.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就是那个爱征服了你和我。
That love compelled all of us.
不要忘记，也是在十字架上。
It's also on the cross.
神的智慧 到了最高点。
That the wisdom of God reached the highest point.
所以现在你明白吗？
So do you see?
基督钉十字架的基督，
the Christ that was crucified,
总是神的能力和神的智慧。
It's the power and wisdom of God.
你看见十字架的时候，
you see the cross,
你看见软弱，
you see weakness.
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord,
有一个能力
you see
是软弱的能力。
And that's the,power.
你看见有一个智慧，
you see a wisdom,
是愚昧的智慧。
It's the wisdom of foolishness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架所给我们的。
This is what the cross is
giving us. 因着十字架和它的价值和世界是相反的。
Because the value system of the cross is completely different from the value system of the world.
所以以十字架做中心的这个天国，
This heavenly kingdom whose centrality is God,
它的价值和世界也是相反。
The value system of it is completely different from the other world.
我想这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
好，我想我们到现在已经看得很清楚，什么是高，什么是低。
We see very clearly what is tall,
什么是前，
what is awesome,
什么是后。
What is first, what is last,
然后什么是得，什么是失。
What is to gain, what is lost,
什么是爱，什么是恨。
What is love, what is hate,
什么是智慧，什么是愚拙。
What is wisdom, what is foolishness,
我们再来看哥林多后书。
Shall we see 2 Corinthians?
后书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。第四章第十节。哥林多后书。
Yeah. That they might see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
Oh, no. 第十节 ten, verse ten.
Verse ten. Okay. So, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
那这里又一个矛盾。
Here another contradiction.
你看，又是一个 upside down 的情形。
Again, an upside down situation.
保罗说，当死在我身上发动的时候。
Paul say, when death works in me.
结果生就在别人身上发动。
And life gives.
所以这里一个是生，一个是死。
So here there's a life and a death.
当你死的时候。
When you die,
你看别人就生了。
Then others are living.
所以这就是神怎么用保罗的缘故。
And this is how Paul God used Paul.
所以他说，我们这活着的人常常为耶稣被交于死地。
And so we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus.
使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
The life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却是在你们身上发动。
So death works in us, but life in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
你要结果子吗？
Do you want to bear fruit?
你巴不得能结果累累吗？
Do you want to bear abundant fruit?
这里秘诀很清楚。
And so the secret is very clear.
如果死在你身上发动，
if death works in you,
结果生就能在别人身上发动。
Then life will be in others.
这就是我们的指示。
This is our service.
Ministry. 一个人能不能被神使用，
a person whether can be used of God,
就是看他肯不肯放在神的手里。
It's the person's willingness to be placed in the hands of the Lord.
结果把他带到死地。
Brought to a point of death.
弟兄姊妹，这个对比不是高跟低的对比。
This is not a comparison of.
这不光得和失。
It's not gain or loss.
这不是爱与恨。
It's not love or hate.
也不是智慧与愚昧。
It's not wisdom or foolishness.
这是生与死。
It's life or death.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
等到神真的把你带到了尽头了。
When God brings you to an end.
不光是死，而且死透了 thoroughly 死。
Not only death, but thoroughly dead.
当我们真的经历这个的时候。
When you really experience this.
结果你听见有声音说拉萨路出来。
Then you hear a voice that says, Lazarus, arise.
那一次主幸好说拉萨路。
That time, fortunately, the Lord said.
如果主没有说拉萨路出来，所有人都出来了。
If the Lord did not say Lazarus, everyone will be raised up.
这个经历是个人的经历。
This is an individual experience.
你明白吗？
You understand?
是保罗他的死在他身上发动。
It's Paul, death worked in him.
结果主对他说，拉萨路出来。
And so God told him, Lazarus, arise.
结果生。 生就在别人身上发动。
And then life works in others.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是天国里面的故事。
This is the story of the kingdom.
在我们看来是非常非常稀奇的。
This is very amazing.
那最后，
Finally,
我们来看保罗的见证。
We will see Paul's testimony.
你记得啊，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Paul in second, First Thessalonians.
在第二章。他讲到我们的神是呼召我们进入他的国和他的荣耀。
Our God has called us into his kingdom and glory.
那不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
保罗提醒帖撒罗尼教会。
Paul reminded the Thessalonians.
你们蒙召乃是进入他的国和他的荣耀。
You have been called into his kingdom and glory.
因为保罗自己也是蒙召进入他的国和他的荣耀。
Because Paul himself was called into that kingdom and glory.
这是保罗所写的第一封书信。
This is Paul's first epistle.
他一开始就提醒这些初蒙恩的基督徒，你们是被召进入他的国和他的荣耀。
He started his entire epistle by reminding them that they've been called into his kingdom and glory.
那这个国是 upside down 的国。
It's an upside down kingdom.
这个国是倒过来的国。
It's an upside down kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在这个国度里面，
in this kingdom,
如果你真的学功课的话，
if you really learn lessons,
保罗果然学功课。
Paul indeed learned lessons.
到了他晚年，
in his elderly life,
他写的最后一封信，
in his last epistle,
那就是提摩太后书，
and that's Second Timothy,
最后一章。
The
然后他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他知道神要救他进入天国。
He knew that God will bring him safely into his heavenly kingdom.
那这个天国不是马太福音说的天国。
This heavenly kingdom is not the kingdom of heaven in Matthew.
这里的天国是属天的国 ，heavenly kingdom.
It's a heavenly kingdom.
那是指着天国里面 heavenly compartment， 指着属天的那部分来说的。
And that is the heavenly compartment of the kingdom of heaven.
保罗很清楚的。
Paul is very clear.
在这个国度里面。
In this kingdom.
他看见什么都是倒过来的。
He saw that everything was upside down.
他清楚的很清楚。
He was very, very clear.
所以现在我们听他的见证。
And so now we hear his testimony.
他是怎么说的？
How did he say?
这个见证就证明说这个人是国度之子。
This testimony will show that he is the son of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
主在我们身上的工作。
The Lord's work in our lives.
就是把我们带到这个地步。
The Lord wants to bring us to this point.
我们好不好一同来看帖撒哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6,
第六章
chapter 6,
第七节 或者这样好不好，我们从从第三节读起。我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
Giving no cause for offense in anything, in order that the ministry be not discredited.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。
By everything, giving ourselves the service of God in much endurance in afflictions and hardships and distresses.
鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、惊醒、不时。
In beatings, imprisonments, in tumults. In labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger.
廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无伪的信心。
In purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love.
好，现在我们注意的从第七节开始。
You notice from verse 7 onwards.
真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器，在左在右。
In the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness, for the right hand and the left.
我们特别注意第八节。
We especially take note of verse 8.
荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
By glory and dishonor, by evil report and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true.
似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的。
As unknown yet well known, as dying yet behold we live.
似乎要死，却是活着的。
As dying yet behold we live.
似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
As punished yet not put to death.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎责罚，却是不至丧命；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。我们读这些话，要用我们的心来读。 如果我们真的用心来读的话
if we use the heart,
你就看见一个在天国里面的子民是怎样的
then you will see what a son of the kingdom, citizen is like.
主呼召我们做他的门徒
the Lord calls us to his
kingdom, 就是要我们进到天国里
is to enter into the kingdom.
然后弟兄姊妹
and then brother and sister,
现在你看见吗
now you see,
在这个国度里面
in this kingdom,
我们怎么样行事能对得起呼召我们的神
How do we walk worthy of this manner according to
你要看见这个天国里面的价值观
You must see the value of this king, king,
所以我们就靠着主的恩典我们就看过整个的十七点
And so we have seen all 17 points
你就看见说从这十七点里面
From these 17 points
每一点都给我们看见这个天国里面的情形
Every point shows us the situation in the kingdom of heaven.
所以感谢主。
And so thank the Lord.
你知道主给我们的呼召是怎样荣耀的呼召。
You know the calling which God calls us is so glorious.
这是真正的基督教。
This is the true Christianity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
今天许多人把这已经丢掉了。
Today many people have forsaken this.
你看见吗？这是为什么我们这次有负担，我们要提起神的国的事。
And that's why we have a burden in this time.
要提起天国的事。不错，将来的天国是将来的。
We know that the future kingdom of heaven.
但是从今天已经开始了。
But it started today.
如果今天你能和他一同受苦
，Today if you can suffer with him.
到了那一天，你就能和他一同得荣耀。
On that day you will reign with him.
最后
，Finally,
我要读一封信给弟兄们听。
I want to read a letter to.
是第二世纪的时候。
It's in the second.
有一封信
，There is a letter.
告诉人说基督徒是怎么回事。
Telling.What Christians are like.
那弟兄姊妹，当你读这封信的时候
When you read that letter,
你就想起我们这几次所说到的信息
Then you will recall what we have fellowship in this
我们的国度那是 upside down kingdom
Our kingdom is an upside down kingdom
是个倒过来的国度
It's an upside down kingdom
如果说的文雅的话
We talk about it eloquently
你在这个国度里所看的都倒影都是倒影的国度
That everything
就是 upside down 就是 upside down 你看见倒影你知道就是倒过来的嘛
You know that It's upside down.
所以文雅的来说，天国乃是倒影的国度。倒影的国度就是 upside down.
It's an upside down.
你所看的影子都倒过来的。
All your images are upside down.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当今天我们要跟随主的时候
，Today we want to follow the Lord.
你明明是往下
，You know that you're going downwards.
但是最后是升高。
But actually, it's going up.
先漂流
，You may be wondering.
然后才得荣耀。
Then you receive glory.
先经过十字架，然后才得着冠冕。
First go through the cross, then the crown.
弟兄姊妹，你是在后，结果要在前。
You are last, and then finally.
你自卑，结果就要被升高。
You are humble, then you are exalted.
你损失了，结果你就得着生命。
You suffer loss, then you gain.
你恨恶自己的性命，结果你就得着性命到永生。
You hate your life, and so finally you gain your life eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，当你经历十字架的软弱的时候
，When you experience the weakness of the Cross,
这是最刚强的时候
It's the strongest time.
因为你能经历神在你身上的恩典是完全的
Then you, because you can experience the complete grace of God in your life,
所以你能像保罗所说的我就夸我自己的软弱
Then you can say like Paul I boast in my weakness
那不光这样
Not only so,
你把自己当作一个愚昧的人
You treat yourself as foolish
所有的人都是最聪明的人
Everyone else is
他们知道怎么抓这个世界
Everyone knows how to grab this world.
但是不要忘记
But let's not forget,
有一种的智慧
There is a wisdom,
叫做愚昧的智慧
It's the wisdom of foolishness.
或者说叫做傻瓜的智慧
It's the wisdom of stupidity.
有一种照相机叫做傻瓜照相机傻瓜都可以照相的
There is a kind of camera that anyone, even a fool can use.
有一种的智慧叫做傻瓜的智慧
There is a wisdom which is the wisdom
你我太聪明了
You and I are too smart.
我们怎么能进国度呢
How do we enter the kingdom?
我们聪明到什么地步呢
How smart are we?
我们今天要做今天做财主死后要做拉撒路
Today we want to be the rich man and we die we want to be Lazarus.
所以我们要整个两个世界
We want both worlds.
这是不可能的
This is impossible.
弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
因着主的缘故
for
我们愿死在我们身上发动
May death work in us.
好让生能在别人身上发动。
Life may work in us.
我们能像保罗所说的
we may say like Paul,
似乎是贫穷却是富足的。
That although we are
似乎一无所有却是样样都有的。
Although we are poor, we are indeed rich. Although we possess nothing,
荣耀羞辱恶名美名似乎是诱惑人的却是诚实的。
That those that 第八节。By glory and dishonor, by evil report and good report, regardless is evil and yet true.
大卫在他的坟墓上。
大卫 on his
当人在那里送他的时候。
When people are sending him off.
在坟墓上面就刻了一行的字。
On the grave is one sentence.
这是第六章这里所说的。
This is verse 6.
似乎不人为之，却是人所共知。
Impurity in knowledge.
No. 9, verse 9. 似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的。
As unknown yet well known.
大卫是不为人所知的。
David is unknown.
但是却是人所共知的。
But well known by all.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
我们就能经历什么叫做进入国度。
We can experience what it means to enter the kingdom.
我们才知道怎样能做天国的子民。
We know how it is to be a son of the kingdom.
而且保罗做了我们的榜样。
And Paul has become an example.
那现在我们来看。
And so now we see.
有千千万万的保罗在第二世纪。
There are thousands of Paul in the second century.
结果神的见证。
And so finally, God's testimony.
就送到罗马帝国每一个角落。
Was sent to all corners of the Roman Empire.
经过三百年的大逼迫。
300 years of persecution.
弟兄姊妹，罗马帝国征服了那个时候的世界。
The Roman Empire conquered the world then.
但是神的教会征服了罗马的帝国。
But God's church conquered Roman Empire.
每两个 Roman citizens 有一个是基督徒。
Every two Roman citizens, one is a Christian.
每两个罗马公民有一个是基督徒。
Every two Roman citizens, one.
我们要问说，怎么会有这种情形？
How can this situation be?
今天这个能力在哪里？
Where is this power today?
金子银子我们都有了。
We all have silver and gold.
但那奉拿撒勒耶稣的名叫我们起来行走却没有了。
But we do not have the one that caused the leper to walk in the name of Nazareth.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，
For that reason,
我要读最后的一封信。
I want to read the last.
然后呢，我就把我们就结束了。
And then we will end.
然后你来看那个时候的人怎么来看基督徒。那个时候的人怎么来看基督徒？
We will see how the Christians then.
那我念一句，然后我们弟兄可以把它翻出来。我这个题目叫做不平凡的基督徒。
This is an extraordinary Christians.
论。Extraordinary Christians.、论到世上的基督徒，不论在国家、语言或者是民俗风情上，并无别于他人之处。
For Christians are not differentiated from other people by country, language, or customs. You see,
众所周知，他们并没有划定自限而所居在自己的城中，也没有使用任何声色的地方语言，更没有什么特殊的生活方式使人感觉格格不入。
They do not live in cities of their own, or speak some strange dialect, or have some peculiar lifestyle.
至于他们的教训，并非来自一群好辩者空泛的臆想或什么推议出来的理论，也不仅是道理上的传播，如同一般人所教导的一样。
The teaching of theirs has not been contrived by the invention and speculation of inquisitive men, nor are they propagating mere human teaching as some people do.
只要环境许可，他们会住在希腊及其他国家的各个城里，在衣食住行上都能入境随俗。
They live in both Greek and foreign cities, wherever chance has put them. They follow local customs in clothing, food, and the other aspects of life.
然而同时，他们随时随地展现在我们眼前的那般特有的风范，处处显明他们是独居的子民。
By the same time, they demonstrate to us the wonderful and certainly unusual form of their own citizenship.
他们的确住在自己的故乡，却像十足寄居的客旅。作为住民，他们将自己所有的与他人共享。作为客旅，他们忍受一切的苦难。
They live in their own native lands, but as aliens, as citizens, they share all things with others. But like aliens, suffer all things. Every foreign.
No, just one second. Oh, yeah. 对他们而言，每一个异邦都是故乡，每一寸故土也都是异邦。
Every foreign country is to them as their native country, and every native land as a foreign country.
他们也结婚。 而且生儿养女如同常人一样，他们肯定不会伤害无辜的弃婴，就丢掉了。弃婴就是，就是把婴孩丢掉。
They marry and have children just like everyone else, but they do not kill unwanted babies.
他们愿意别人共享桌子，唯独床榻是例外。
They offer a shared table, but not a shared bed.
如今他们是在肉身里，却不靠肉体活着。
They are at the present in the flesh, but they do not live according to the flesh.
他们虽然浪迹地的视角，却活像天上的公民。
They are passing their days on earth, but as citizens of heaven.
他们不只遵守人所制定的律法，甚至于在真实的生活上，却超过了律法上的要求。
They obey the appointed laws and go beyond the laws in their own lives.
他们爱人人，人人却迫害他们。
They love everyone, but are persecuted by all.
他们不为人知，受尽白眼，却因被交于死地，反而得着生命。
They are unknown and condemned. They are put to death and gain life.
仿佛是贫穷的，却是富有的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
They are poor and yet make many rich. They are short of everything and yet have plenty of all things.
受尽屈辱，然而蒙羞，却是得着荣耀的途径。
They are dishonored and yet gain glory through dishonor.
遭人抹黑，却抹不去他们的清誉。
Their names are blackened, yet they are clear.
被人戏弄，却戏不走他们的祝福。
They are mocked and blessed in return.
受人苦待，却越发显出他们的谦和有礼。
They are treated outrageously and behave respectfully to others.
到处行善，却被当作恶人受罚，虽然受罚，却是欢天喜地，仿佛得着了新生命一般。
When they do good, they are punished as evildoers. When punished, they rejoice as if being given new life.
作为寄居的客旅，他们受尽犹太人的攻击和希腊人的迫害，然而恨他们的人都说不上来为什么仇视他们。
They are attacked by Jews as aliens and are persecuted by Greeks, yet those who hate them cannot give any reason for their hostility.
简单的说，灵魂之于身体，就好像基督徒之于世界，因为灵魂遍布于全身每一部分，同样基督徒也是这样散布于世界每一个角落。然而灵魂是在身体里，却不属于这个身体，照样基督徒在世界里，却不属于这个世界。
To put it simply, the soul is to be the body as Christians are to the world. The soul is spread through all parts of the body and Christians through all the cities of the worldThe soul is in the body, but not of the body. Christians are in the world, but not of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是国度的子民。
Brothers and sisters, these are the sons of the kingdom.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们是被呼召进入他的国和他的荣耀。
We have been called into his kingdom and glory.
我们如果今天和他一同受苦，
Today we suffer with him.
那一天我们要和他一同得荣耀。
That day we will gain glory with him.
我们为什么等候主回来？
Why do we wait for him?
不错，今天路越来越难走。
Today the road is more and more difficult.
十字架越来越沉重。
The cross is heavier and heavier.
但是没有多久。
But not long.
天就要亮
了。
不过再过几里。
The day will dawn.
我们的旅程很快就到终点。
And our journey will reach an end.
因为我们知道我们的主今天回来真的很近。
Because we know that the Lord is coming back very soon.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is.
如果主真的今天回来了。
If the Lord really comes back today.
你认得他吗？
Are you able to recognize him?
你会不会觉得他很陌生？
Do you find him strange?
在过去一个礼拜里面，
In the last one week,
你有几次和他面对面？
How many times have you met him face to face?
你最近一次什么时候认罪的？
When was the last time you confessed your sins?
你最近一次什么时候你觉得宝血的宝贝的？
When did you last feel that the blood is precious?
你最近一次什么时候看见过他的笑容的？
When have you last seen his smile?
你最近一次什么时候你为自己一句话都不表白的？
When was the last that you did not utter a single word?
你最近一次什么时候你宁可让主来为你表白？
When was it that you indeed asked the Lord to represent you?
你最近一次什么时候你受了伤了，结果是主自己来安慰你？
When was it that you were last hurt and the Lord comforted you?
弟兄姊妹，
My sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一次给我们有机会，让我们来听主的话。
That the Lord gives us this opportunity to hear His word.
国度的真理不光是真理。
The truth of the gospel is but truth.
国度的真理，国度不光是真理。
The kingdom is but doctrine.
It's not just but.
It's not just doctrine.
我们知道它是个生活。
It is a way of living.
或者说，国度是 our living style， 是我们生活的模式的。
The kingdom is our lifestyle, living style.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，让我们能够求主在这个周末让我们对于他的话是更清楚的。
In this week, we might be clearer with respect to his word.
所以讲到倒影的国度。
So when we talk about upside down kingdom,
我想我们今天就说到这里。
Today we will speak to this.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，如果你们三次聚会都没有听的话，
If three times we met, you did not hear,
我希望你能够找到MP3 或者找到录像带也可以。
I hope that you can find the MP3 player to listen to it.
第一堂是昨天我在 Wiki 讲的。
The first session I spoke in Wiki.
那第二堂是昨天早晨在张一讲的。
The second session was spoken here in Zhang Yi.
那第三堂就是今天在这里讲的。
And the third session is here.
那也许你能找到比17点更多的。
If you can find more than 17 points.
但是这是我所能找到的。最少有这么17个特点。
This is the 17 points I have managed to
给我们看见这个天国，这个天国的这个国度乃是倒影的国度。
And that this kingdom is an upside down kingdom.
所以但愿神对我们的深处来说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
那明天我们要从9点到5点钟。
Tomorrow from 9 to 5.
我们要用一天的时间继续来看国度。
Using the whole day, we will continue to fellowship around the kingdom.
那么也许你一生很少做过这样的事。因为你已经不再做学生很久了。
Maybe in your whole life you haven't been a student for some time.
但是明天呢，求主给我们恩典，可以做学生从9点做到下午5点钟。
Then we can be a student from 9 to 5.
那也许我们对于圣经里面国度的真理能更清楚、更明白。
Then we may be better understanding of the kingdom.
然后我们愿意走在这条道路上。
Then we will walk in this road.
来迎接主的回来。
Then we will receive this coming.
所以盼望大家为明天祷告。
And you pray for tomorrow.
为讲的人祷告。
Pray for the speaker,
也为听的人祷告
that pray for the hearers,
但愿不止主托住讲的人也托住听的人
that God not only uphold those who speak, but those who hear.
不止给讲的人有忍耐给听的人也有忍耐
only give those who are speaking patience, but those who are hearing
讲的人有恩典听的人有恩典
that those who speak with mercy and grace
但愿大家是空手的来却能够饱满的回去
that we will come empty-handed but go back home.
所以请大家告诉大家明天有这样的机会
may you tell others that tomorrow such a meeting
我们低头个祷告亲爱的主我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们
Precious Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们觉得这些话是虚空的如果你圣灵不吹息在上面
Lord, unless your Holy Spirit breathes the word, these words are empty.
但愿圣灵这一次厉害地对我们说话
That the Holy Spirit will in a serious way speak to us.
但愿这个周末是个不平凡的周末
That it be an extraordinary week.
也许有许多人生下来就为了这个 weekend.
Perhaps many people are born to this weekend.
主啊但愿你恩待我们
Lord, please be merciful to us.
但愿这一次我们该听见的都能听见
that what we are, should be hearing to hear.
叫我们能够起来跟随你
that we may arise to follow.
但愿你复兴你的教会
Lord, revive your church.
就在新加坡这个地方
in Singapore this place.
当众人涌进你的国度
that we will enter your kingdom.
当许许多多 当许许多进 就像你的话说当许许多人都要走在这条路上的时候
when many people want to walk in this road,
我们才看见说你的路是窄路
then we will see that your road is narrow.
你的门也是窄门
your gate is narrow.
所以进去的人少
so those who enter,
但那个宽而又大的门进去的就多
but those, the broad and narrow way have entered many.
我们仰望你
Lord, we look
在新加坡这里
in Singapore,
叫人能够找到窄门
That people can find this narrow gate.
我们知道许多人已经找到又宽又大的门
Many people look for the broad and narrow gate.
我们求你祝福他们
Lord, you bless them.
但是我们仰望你
Lord,
如果你恩待我们的话
Lord, be merciful to us.
我们巴不得能找到窄路
that we might find this narrow gate.
我们巴不得愿意走在你的道路上
that we will walk in your way.
我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
今天我们愿意与你一同受苦
Today, we will be willing to suffer with you.
我们知道那天我们也和你一同得荣耀
that day, we will receive glory with you.
听我们的祷告
this of prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.